From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Egypt, tourism is a vital source of foreign currency, and Luxor, home to the Valley of the Kings, is vital to attracting tourists. Well, now Egypt's Minister of Tourism has resigned, protesting President Mohamed Morsi's appointee to the post of Provincial Governor of Luxor. The new governor's party is allied to the Gamma al-Islamiyya, an extreme Islamist group that used to engage in armed insurgency and that is synonymous with the 1997 massacre of tourists in Luxor. Well, joining us to talk about this is Professor Abdulmagud Dardiri, who won the parliamentary election in Luxor and who is of President Morsi's party, which is related to the Muslim Brotherhood movement. Welcome to the program once again, Professor Dardiri.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me.
No one is saying that Governor Adel al-Khayat, the man appointed by the president, was involved in the 1997 massacre of 58 tourists at Luxor. But many Egyptians in the tourist industry say that the appointment of someone from his party is a terrible signal to send to foreign tourists. Are they right?
Not really. No, not at all. It's just the political act is encouraging them to oppose anything that comes out of President Morsi. I think it is political opportunism. I had the chance to talk to the new governor today. The man is very nice. The man even refused to go to his office today so that he does not want any Egyptian to be hurt because of himself.
But the party that Governor Adel al-Khayat belongs to is a Salafist party. They want to impose Islamic law in Egypt. At some point, if they could, they would require Islamic dress of women. They would ban alcohol, prevent the mixing of the sexes. Is that really the image that Luxor, very much in need of tourists from Europe and America, really wants to project?
No, not at all. Luxor is a tourist city. And I think this understanding of Jama'a Islamiyya was of the past. And I think they've grown up and they've learned a lot. And I think they're moderating. And we're really, the Freedom and Justice Party Muslim Brotherhood is trying really to help them to moderate their stand so that they can really feel the practicality of how to live with others who are different, how to be able to work with those who are different from you. So but it is a step in the right direction, I think.
You think it was a step in the right direction for President Morsi to name a Salafist to the governorship of Luxor?
Not of Luxor, but to the governorship of any other governorate, not necessarily of Luxor. I think for Luxor, it is controversial. Luxor is very sensitive. Luxor is a tourist city, and we prefer someone who has a better history than what is associated with the Jama'a al-Islamiyya.
Well, given that special nature of Luxor, was this a case of President Morsi making a political error, sending a man from the wrong party to your very special city?
I think it has a lot to do with the transition stage we're passing through. There are lots of pressure on President Morsi and on the government. And sometimes when the pressure is too much, some decision can be made, not necessarily the best decision here or there. So I think this is one of the decisions that was not the best of the presidency or of the government.
You're saying one of the decisions that was not one of the best.
No, it is not one of the best decisions made by the president or by the Egyptian government. And I think there is a reconsideration for that decision now.
Reconsideration. Well, if Mr. al-Khayat hasn't actually entered his office, and if there's some protest and counter-protest and reconsideration, is it conceivable to you that he might ultimately decline the appointment and someone else might be named the governor of Luxor?
I think it is very possible. We need to do more dialogue. I think if he declines the position and someone else is in his place, maybe better for everyone so that the tourism industry does not get impacted negatively by his appointment.
And you would assume that if somebody else took his place, it wouldn't be someone from the Gamma al-Islamiyya?
Not at all, no.
We've been talking with Professor Abdulmagud Dardiri, a spokesman for foreign relations for the Freedom and Justice Party. That's the party of President Mohamed Morsi and the party of the Muslim Brotherhood. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert, for having me.